Jackson, W266, DR Waukesha. Always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, your home for original reporting.
I'm Monica Ricks in New York. We are learning more about the object shot down by the U.S. this weekend. Here's CBS's Kimmy McCormick.
One of the reasons these latest three objects were shot down, the U.S. is monitoring the skies more closely.
The United States and Canada have been more closely scrutinizing that airspace, including enhancing our radar capabilities.
But much more will be learned by what is recovered from where they were shot down. The National Security Council's John Kirby.
Efforts are actively underway right now at all sites to find what is left of those objects so that we can better understand and communicate with the American people what they are.
Electronics and part of the structure from that Chinese surveillance balloon were recovered over the weekend off South Carolina's coast.
It's been a week now since earthquakes rocked parts of Turkey and Syria, killing more than 35,000 people. But CBS's Imtiaz Tayeb tells us search crews are still looking for signs of life.
The city of Hatay has suffered the worst of the worst. But even with destruction on a scale that's hard to fathom, these men say they won't stop searching.
Even after a week, rescue workers say they hope they'll find survivors. But more often than not, they're finding bodies.
Ford is building a new $3.5 billion battery plant in Marshall, Michigan. Governor Gretchen Whitmer says it's a huge investment in the state.
We're competing, and Michigan is winning against other states and nations because of our deep manufacturing roots, our tough, talented workers, and willingness to work with anyone who wants to get things done.
Production's expected to start by 2026. In New York City, a driver's in custody after plowing into pedestrians and leading police on a wild chase through Brooklyn. NYPD Commissioner Keyshawn Sewell.
Behind us is a U-Haul truck stopped successfully by the NYPD, ending a violent rampage through Brooklyn that left at least 8 people injured. Those victims are now in area hospitals.
A police officer is among the injured. Switching gears now, tomorrow's one of the biggest date nights of the year.
Rounding out the top places to date across the country.
The top 5 cities for dating, according to Eventbrite this year, are Boston is number 1, followed by New York, Philadelphia, Denver, and Seattle.
Eventbrite's Sarah Bigham says they're great spots because people are searching for events and where to meet new people.
Save room for my love.
As for the worst, according to their research, Vegas.
And possibly it's because of the tourism. They're not going to Las Vegas to date, and they're not looking for single cities.
She says there's a 53% increase in people searching for in-person things to do this Valentine's Day compared to last year. Matt Piper, CBS News.
And if you're feeling extra bitter, zoos across the country will let you name a cricket or a roach after your ex. This is CBS News.
WAUK 540 AM, Franklin's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at waukradio.com.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what you need to know. Expect more state money to go to local communities in Wisconsin to cover their public safety costs. Milwaukee Democrat Lena Taylor and Racine Republican Van Wongard were on the Upfront TV program yesterday. They both say they expect an agreement on shared revenue. Taylor and Wongard say the sticking point will be exactly how the money can be spent. Wisconsin Supreme Court candidate Dan Kelly is turning up his attacks on conservative rival Jennifer Durrow. At a Republican Party event in the Madison area last week, Kelly again said he would not commit to endorsing Durrow if she wins the primary. He went on to question her conservative bona fides and even her understanding of the law. The primary is a week from tomorrow. In sports, ESPN reports the New York Jets are asking the Packers about trading for quarterback Aaron Rodgers. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
Hey everybody, how we doing? I'm Charlie Behrens, inviting you to join me Saturdays and or Sundays at noon. It's a horse apiece, whatever you decide. We're doing the Cripes Cast, where we talk to people for and or from the Midwest, and it's more fun than a six-pack of Jolly Good. Okay, the pride of Random Lake, that Jolly Good is. Anyway, it's on your Civic Media station and the Civic Media app. And do me a favor, yeah, tell your folks I says hi. Okay, real good.
Let me guess. Unknown caller? You could reduce the number of unwanted calls and emails with online privacy protection. The latest innovation from Discover. we'll help regularly remove your personal info, like your name and address, from 10 popular people search websites that could sell your data. And we'll do it for free. Activate in the Discover app. See terms and learn more at discover.com/online privacy protection.
I'm Pat Kreitlow from Up North News. On an earlier edition, we talked to three women, med students, about whether they're going to stay in Wisconsin to practice medicine.
All of this Roe v. Wade stuff, and now OBGYN's hands are so tied. I don't want to go through 12 years of training to have some person that didn't do training tell me how to do my job.
It is not a binary choice. You're for or against abortion. It is a healthcare decision. We all have those stories, and people want to hear them.
Don't miss the real stories here on Up North News.
The Shaw 101 FM, New Berlin's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at waukradio.com. Native Roots Radio is an independent product and has a joint sales agreement with Civic Media. Enjoy.
Portions of Native Roots Radio may be pre-recorded.
It's a good day to be indigenous. Get up,
stand up. They are going to become more brutal.
Because all the hippies are trying to be Indians anyway.
They're going to become more repressive because it's a matter of dollars and their illusionary concepts of power.
Hey, Victor.
We must live in balance with the earth.
And also with recent happenings at Wounded Knee.
I am awake.
Welcome to Native Roots Radio Presents. I'm awake, and I'm your host, Wakunja Hade.
Hey, Bougie relatives, this is Ogama Ganuakwe standing in for Wakunja Hade. Robert Pilot tonight is a little busy with Ho-Chunk business, but he was kind enough to do an interview that we'll be having in the second segment here with an LADC at a treatment facility, Nivon Wellness, here in the Twin Cities. So we're really excited to speak with him later on in the show here, but we are back and it is Monday and we have Zoe Allen joining us. And Zoe is new to Native Roots Radio and has been kind of working into some roles to help us out here. Later on the program, too, we're going to have an update from the Lieutenant Governor Peggy Flanagan of the White Earth Nation. We did air it on Friday, and we're going to air it again for those of you who may have missed it on Friday afternoon. She's got a really great legislative update on some plans that are happening in the Minnesota legislature and, you know, just to touch base with everybody. But without further ado, I am going to give a little bit of news because we have a busy week coming up here in Indian Country. So this is Ogama Ganuakwe with some news for you here on Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake. Tomorrow is the National Day of Action and Remembrance for Missing and Murdered Indigenous Women and Relatives. So for those of you who are in the Twin Cities, make sure to go over to East Phillips Park in the Twin Cities for the MMIWR 2023 Missing and Murdered Indigenous Relatives March. The event will start at 11 a.m. and run until about 2 p.m. The march itself leaves from East Phillips Park at noon. Everyone is welcome. There will be an ASL interpreter, speakers, lunch, informational tables, and more. Make sure you wear red. Bring banners, posters, staffs, drums, and rattles. This is a march for missing and murdered Indigenous women, girls, boys, LGBTQ+, Two-Spirit, and transgender relatives. This is always a really powerful event, and you will see members of Native Roots Radio down there tomorrow. You know, in support and talking to people about it, because I know this event is always one that, you know, touches my heart. They have a moment where they always ask people to call out the names of the relatives that they know that are still missing. And I don't think there's a single person in the crowd that doesn't know somebody by name that they are missing. So in Duluth, tomorrow from 12 to 5 p.m. is the 8th Annual Memorial March for Missing and Murdered Indigenous Women and Relatives, and that is put on by ICHO, the American Indian Community Housing Organization, and they are leaving from the Robert Paulus Cultural Center at the American Indian Community Housing Organization on West 2nd Street in Duluth for the march. It looks like they're leaving for the march starting at 2:30 p.m. Prior to that, from 12 to 2:30, they're going to have shawl or red shawl round dance, jingle dresses, hand drums and singers, calls to action from MMIWR family, speakers and community leaders, the Twin Ports City Proclamation, and more. The opening ceremony is handled by Rick Defoe, and they'll be doing an honor song as well. And they're marching from 2:30 p.m. Through downtown Duluth, and there's a car caravan supporting the march. And it looks like the march winds up closing near the Duluth area YMCA, where there'll be a light meal and a closing ceremony. And then in Bemidji, there's going to be a Missing and Murdered Indigenous Relatives march from, I am just making sure I have my event information. And it looks like they'll be meeting at the Paul and Babe in Bemidji. And make sure you reach out to MMIW218 for more information on that rally. But if you are listening and you're a national person that's listening outside of the state of Minnesota, this is a national day of action and remembrance. So it's usually pretty easy if you, you know, search MMIW, MMIWR in your area to find events and those types of things that are happening. I also want to let you know that the following day is going to be the Rise and Repair Rally at the Minnesota State Capitol. So that's February 15th. The Rise and Repair Rally is going to be at the Minnesota State Capitol in St. Paul. And it starts at 11 a.m. February 15th. And you can get all the details at riseandrepair.com. But the rally is for Indigenous rights and climate justice. That's treaty rights and climate justice. And then MN350, which this portion of the show is brought to you by, is hosting caucus training in Minneapolis. The first training was tonight from 6:30 to 8:30 p.m. And you can find out their event info down on the MN350action.org website. But they're also doing a policy action team meetings and people's climate equity and public launch at City Hall, clean transportation team meetings, and more. Make sure you head on over to MN350action.org/events or click on the events tab at MN350action.org. And you can find out about the great events that MN350 is hosting to get people in Minneapolis and the Twin Cities and Minnesota rallied up and get Minnesotans affordable, sustainable options for transportation and in the legislature. In Minneapolis, every city council member this fall in Minneapolis is going to be up for re-election. So now it, more than ever, as MN350 says, it's the time to get involved with politics and to make sure that you have a seat at that table of politics. Another event that I want to talk about, or I guess it's not quite an event, but it is something from the Minnesota State Arts Board. The Minnesota State Arts Board has now announced grant programs for the fiscal year 2024. This is in addition to the operating support program that was launched earlier, but there's going to be 5 project grant programs that will be offered: accessible arts, arts education, arts experiences, creative individuals, and cultural expression. You can find more information about eligibility and more on those grants and the application deadlines at arts.state.mn.us. And this is a really, really great program. And I do know that if you're in the Duluth area and you're familiar with Miri Villiard, they do have some time to help folks with this grant. So if you're an Indigenous or an ally artist looking for some help to keep in your craft, check out the Minnesota State Arts Board grant options for 2024 at arts.state.mn.us. Another one for our artist friends that I wanted to talk about. This is a virtual event, and it's actually being launched out of Austin, Texas, but it is the Native Children's and YA, or Young Adult, Writing Intensive, and it's an opportunity for reflection, conversation, celebration, and manuscript and career development to Native and First Nation writers. It is Thursday, June 8th, 2023, through Sunday, Monday, June 11th, 2023. Everything will be in a virtual format. There's a $100 registration cost, but proceeds from that program are to support future Native Writing Intensives. And there are registration scholarships available. Most participants are going to receive scholarship support. And there's lodging available if you want to go in person. And applications are being reviewed beginning February 6th. So make sure you contact info@diversebooks.org or go to diversebooks.org for more information. So you're listening to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake. This is Ogema Ginuwekwe standing in, just doing the ins and outs today for Robert Pilot. Up next, we're going to have Robert Pilot with a wonderful interview with Mr. Stephen Montry, who is an LADC and lead counselor at the Native American High Intensity Outpatient Program at Nivon Wellness. So stay tuned for that. You're listening to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake. Stay tuned.
If the statistics say that 1 in 3 Native women and 1 in 6 Native men have experienced sexual assault in their lifetime, it means our whole community is affected by sexual violence. 1 is too many. Don't stand by, stand up. Don't engage in acts of sexual violence and shut down the dirty jokes, the gossip, the victim blaming and shaming. As a community, we can change the way we respond. Contact the Minnesota Indian Women's Sexual Assault Coalition to attend a workshop to learn more.
Sponsored by the Minnesota Indian Women's Sexual Assault Coalition.
Hey, Ogema, I've been hearing a lot about this term, climate justice. What is that?
Climate justice is recognizing that the negative impacts of climate change don't affect all people equally. It also means transitioning from a fossil fuel-based economy to a more sustainable future. MN350 is one of the groups that's pushing for this transition to protect our futures. You can even get involved, too.
That's great, especially since I'm concerned about pipeline projects like Line 3. How can I help MN350?
Just find them on Facebook or visit mn350.org.
Hi, I'm Peter Solak.
And I'm Adam Ostrowski.
We are here at Woodland Stoves and Fireplaces to talk about the joy of live fire cooking. Cooking over a live fire is the oldest and most basic form of cooking.
What's new is in the way a fire is handled and its heat is managed.
It's easier to experience and enjoy the smell and taste of food cooked over a live fire.
Woodland Stoves and Fireplaces sells and installs live fire grills, fire pits, and ovens. Let us help you experience the smell, the taste, the fun of cooking with fire.
Pizza was first made and is still best made in an open fire oven. The radiant and conductive heat of a live fire is unmatched for wood roasting and baking artisan breads too.
Come see the many ways you can cook over a live fire.
Woodland Stoves and Fireplaces has over 35 working wood and gas units on display at the corner of East Franklin and Riverside Avenue in Minneapolis. More information at woodlandstoves.com. Find the fire that works for you. Woodland Stoves and Fireplaces, out of the ordinary products and services since 1977.
Hi, I'm Jane Fonda, and you're listening to Native Roots Radio.
And we're back to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and this is Robert Pilot. Hey, welcome back to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and I'm your host, Robert Pilot. Wow, I am really excited to have this guest on, and I've watched this person, this man, walk in the community in such a good way, and I'm really excited to have Stephen on, Stephen Montre. Stephen, welcome to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and I'm really excited to have you on and talk about Nivon Wellness. But first, before we get into that, I'd just like to know a little bit about you, and welcome, by the way.
Yeah, thank you. Well, I'm Lakota. I'm enrolled in Cheyenne River Sioux Tribe. I'm a descendant of White Earth. That's where my father was from. My mother's from Cheyenne River. I spent time as a kid on Standing Rock Reservation before my mom moved us up to Minneapolis. I've got a couple degrees. One's addiction and one's trauma-based multicultural addiction. In the community, I'm a sun dancer for the Thunderbird Lodge of Turtle Mountain. I carry pipes for both. I carry a Lakota pipe and a Ojibwe pipe. I practice both. I know there's a lot of different opinions about that, but I do. I just follow my teachers, and I carry names for both. And I'm very strong in both communities, but I'm very open to all communities. There's no difference between me, you, Ho-Chunks or the Navajos or the Shoshone. And I do everything I can just for the indigenous people. Actually, on a path in my life, I just followed the path. I had no idea that I would end up here doing what I do. And I've been pushed forward to where I have enough courage to walk up to a man that I respect in the community that I know does good work in the community like yourself and just say, hey, I'm doing something. And I think it makes a difference. And I think it'd be real important for it if I was able to have a conversation with you about it.
Yeah, well, we're having a conversation all over Turtle Island here. We're, as you know, we're on Facebook Live, YouTube, and over Civic Media Network, and also, of course, here in the Twin Cities. But we reach far and beyond. And, you know, my job, Stephen, is to, like, really amplify great work like what you're doing for our people. And, you know, we talked a little bit before the show, and I'm really excited to get going on here and talk about Navajo wellness, because we know, and a lot of people know, and then our white allies may not know this, that we're in an epidemic here in Native country with the drugs and, of course, the alcohol and things like that that aren't our way and weren't our way. And we're in an epidemic. And I think a lot of times what's happened, Stephen, over these past 3 years is we've been really inundated, which we should be, with COVID. But in the background, we have the addiction doing push-ups in the parking lot and getting stronger. And so your work is so, so important. Let's talk a little bit about what you do at Navajo Wellness. And again, we talked a little bit before the show, and I'm really excited to amplify this and get a little deeper on a few things. I have a few questions about what's going on, but talk about your program and who can come in and what's available for our people.
So anyone, it's all Native specific. So anybody that's Native can come to our program. It doesn't matter where you're from. Nicole's actually reached out, bought a bus ticket for a man who came up from like Arkansas, Alabama. And I get a lot of people. I do some work with Keystone. I partnered with them early on down in you know, South Dakota, Canton. And yeah, anywhere. I get everybody, all the tribes here in Minnesota. I've gotten multiple people from everywhere, from, you know, Red Cliff, you know. So anywhere, North Dakota, South Dakota, Wisconsin, Texas, bring them. We'll take them. Just grateful to have a place for them to go that's safe, where they can deal with the things that are holding them back from finding that life they're supposed to have.
So. Yeah. So, you know, it's not a per se traditional 12-step, or it is or can be. Can you talk a little bit about what you have to offer? Because I think this is really interesting.
Yeah. So my approach, see, I've been doing this a long time. I'm a 12-step. Big book thumping, sponsorship talking guy for my own recovery.
Right.
And I've come to know that there are a thousand ways to get sober. And you have to be open to that, especially in our community, because there's a lot of pushback on anything that seems organized. And so whatever people can put together, stitch together, that supports the recovery and makes it more important. Oftentimes we talk about family. The whole idea is, for me, I built it around the idea that we face our historical trauma. I talk in real ways about that. I'm like 1%, 100% real about that. I talk about our own trauma. It's a place for us to start talking about that. And a lot of treatments don't want to do that because that's opening up a can of worms. We're a four-month treatment. You have time to work on this stuff. And so I open people up, and they talk about, they reveal a lot of things. I just recently had a 68-year-old grandmother who went back up to her res, and she spilled the beans on the trauma she's carried since she was a little girl. And it's just a safe place to do that. And once that works, then people can find that cultural identity. They can reconnect to culture and then reconnect to ceremonies and reconnect to those things that support them as a human being. And what I do is I motivate people to realize that they're the next leaders in our community. Our leaders aren't going to come from Edina. They're going to come from Franklin Avenue. And It's really important that we approach it that way, because, you know, just a little less than 15 years ago, I had two garbage bags of clothes, and I'm sleeping in my brother's unfinished basement on a bed that a guy who said he'd be my sponsor borrowed me. So there's an opportunity here for everyone to be a leader in our community. And I can tell you that people have gone back to be foster parents. I can tell you that there are multiple clients of mine, family, my relations that are out there now going to college. Young men teaching Dakota or teaching drum for Mille Lacs. So those kind of things. That's whatever it takes.
That's awesome. So let's just back up a little bit here. And I'm with Stephen Montre, a Native American a lead counselor with the Native American High Intensity Outpatient Program through Nevon Wellness. And so if I was to be a client per se, or what is the process? Is it insurance-based, Rule 25? How would I get in this? And it is an outpatient program too that transitions into outpatient with possible housing. So how would I get in enrolled?
Okay, so all you do is you call our admin. I think I gave you that card, right? I can grab one of mine and tell you what there is directly and
put it on. I have the office number in 564-8073. That's 612-564-8073. And Ogumo will put the number up too, and we'll bring that number up again. So what's the process here?
So you give a call to admin and we take everybody. So it doesn't matter what your situation is, we'll make it work for you. Once you come, we'll ask you to bring all your stuff with you, because a lot of our people actually come from the street or homeless shelters and such. And then that same day, we will put you into one of the sober houses. We have one for men and one for women. So it's a safe place to stay. It's a sober place to stay. And they're separate from the treatment. And so that other piece, I think, is really important with Natives is that independence, that give them the decision to make. Let it be open-ended. So the way we had the houses set up, people are left, you know, the first 2 weeks they're going to be on restriction just because we want them to just get comfortable with staying in their own skin. That doesn't mean they can't leave. That just means I'm going to have to see you go with a higher phase client of the program if you want to go out into the community. Like I had a lot of them over at the powwow yesterday. Cool. And, you know, we have curfews and everything, but they're all running late. Anytime it comes to ceremony or anytime it comes to family, as I said, Dr. Nicole Billingsley, she has a lot of rules. She has a women's program, a men's program, an LGBTQIA program. But she's given me the say over my program. And so I let clients go and go to those family funerals. I go out on my way to say, you know, I know curfew's at this time, but they have a ceremony going on. And when that ceremony's done, then they'll be back at the house, that kind of stuff. Because I have house managers at the houses. So,
yeah. So I get into your program, and then it's outpatient. So is it a 5-7 day a week? Is it an hourly? Am I sitting in a group, or am I going one-on-one with you, Stephen? How does that work?
So it's 28 hours a week. It's a 4-day treatment, 7 hours a day. You have Friday, Saturday, and Sunday off, Monday through Thursday. Mm-hmm. One of the hours every week will be spent with your primary counselor, which I'm one. I have a men's and a women's counselor that work under me because I do a combined group that's all cultural, and it's about the historical and intergenerational trauma. They do basic treatment with like coping skills, relapse prevention, those kind of things. It'll be 7 hours a day. We feed you lunch while you're there. We help you get all the amenities you'll need to live in the house to take care of yourself. So basically there's a lot of free time to make a lot of decisions, and you know, clients are making really good decisions in our program right now. And so
so it must be a just amazing thing, and we got less than a minute here in this segment, but it must be an amazing thing when you talk about the trauma and people relate and light bulbs go off that, you know, because we're unique, but we're not unique in a lot of ways. And trauma, I think, really is, you know, in our DNA now, too. And it's really deep, Stephen.
Yeah. You know, when you talk about that trauma, I think about my mother who went to boarding schools I think about my father, who was a Korean War hero, but wasn't allowed to rent an apartment in Minnesota because he was Indian. You know, those kind of things. So,
right. Hey,
a progressive voice from Beaver Dam to Kenosha. WAUK 540 AM. Always streaming at waukradio.com.
CBS News Brief. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin says it's unclear what the last three objects downed in Canada, Alaska, and Michigan are, or what they were doing.
Well, we're going to confirm what they are once we have collected the debris. But to answer your question, we've not recovered any debris from the three most recent shootdowns.
The United Nations Humanitarian Aid Chief Martin Griffiths is in Syria now to survey damage from last week's devastating earthquake.
The reason we're here is because we want to raise money for the brave organizations which are helping these people of Aleppo, these people of Syria.
Ford is set to build a new $3.5 billion battery plant in Marshall, Michigan. CEO Jim Farley.
When the plant comes online in 2026, we will deliver one of the lowest cost batteries produced in the United States. And it's good business. And it's good for our customers.
CBS News Brief, I'm Monica Ricks.
WAUK 540 AM, New Berlin's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at waukradio.com.
For Civic Media, I'm Jane Madmayer. Here's what you need to know. Two more UW branch campuses have low enrollments after the UW system absorbed their campuses 5 years ago. Faculty and students at UW Washington County and Waukesha campuses are frustrated with a lack of support from UW Milwaukee. Most branch campus faculty and instructional staff are earning less than those with the same jobs at the main campus, according to the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. The drop in enrollment numbers and the news about the UW Richland campus ending in-person classes this spring as both students and faculty worried about the future of their branch campuses. A chef who grew up cooking and eating Hmong dishes with his family in Port Edwards, Wisconsin, is now a semi-finalist for the James Beard Award's Best Chef in the Midwest. Yia Vang now runs the Union Hmong Kitchen in Minneapolis. Finalist for the James Beard Award announced March 29th. Awards given out June 5th in Chicago. I'm Jane Matnair. This is Civic Media News.
You know him as the nose tackle for the green and gold,
1993 to 1999, and again 2001 to 2003.
125 games, 292 tackles, 7 sacks, and a Super Bowl ring. But there's more to life than stats, and there's more to life than football.
You're about to find out.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring Packers legend Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram.
Monday mornings at 8 on the Shaw and on the Civic Media app.
Ty Christian from Lords of the Trident. Can you say Max Inc. Radio rocks, Jimmy K. is awesome in Japanese?
Sure. Let's see. How do I say rocks? Let me see. Sugoi! Max Inc. Radio wa sugoi datta omoimasu. I just said you're great, you know.
Thank you. You're great, too.
Original local music from Wisconsin. It's Max Inc. Radio on Civic Media. Saturday night, 6 p.m. to midnight. We are local music.
Hey, this is Jim Santel. I am the host of Morning Cannolis. Every single Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., we talk about the major stories in law, in government, and the aspiration for justice in America. Delighted to have you join, call in, and be a part of our discussion right here on the networks of Civic Media.
Up North News Radio is Wisconsin's new choice for progressive talk about important state issues from the team that brings you the news through social media, newsletters, and here on the radio. I'm Pat Kreitlow. Join me weekday mornings from 6 to 8 a.m.
This is Leonard Peltier. I'm in Coleman 1, U.S. Penitentiary, and I'm listening to Native Roots Radio.
And we're back to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and this is Robert Pilot. Hey, welcome back to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and I'm your host, Robert Pilot. Hey, we're here with Stephen Montre, and he's the lead counselor one of the lead counselors at Nevon Wellness, and I know you're the lead counselor of the Native American High Intensity Output Outpatient Treatment. So, hey, really excited to have you on here. As people probably know, I've celebrated 38 years in November of being clean and sober. And, you know, one of the things we talked about too, Stephen, which is excites me, is one of the traditions of one of those 12-step programs is that we have no opinion on outside matters. And I try to live my life that way. And it's good because there's not just one way to sober up, as we were talking about.
Absolutely.
And welcome back. So, hey, let's talk a little bit. Okay, we got the program here. We have 4 months, people transitioning to housing and also some more treatment and groups. Let's talk about some of the people that have really shined and really grabbed onto this program and are doing good things. When the light bulb goes off for people, it goes off, you know, and so it's exciting.
Absolutely. You know.
Yeah. Let's talk a little bit about that. You have people come in and they're hopeless. They're feeling hopeless and they don't know what to do. And then a miracle happens. The Creator blesses us and we find out who we are. And we go back to our ways, like sweating. How does that work? How do people ask you, hey, is there a sweat going on around somewhere, or do you guys facilitate a sweat?
I tried that in the beginning, and multiple people would sign up and not show up. And so what I've done is gone out to the community and partnered with a lot of people I know and just let them know that I'll be having clients come by. Everything from full moon ceremonies to cedar ceremonies. Sweat lodge ceremonies. I can connect you to Sundance leaders if you want a Sundance, Shake Tent, all of it. And I just know a lot of people in the community. I've been doing this a long time, and I've been pretty blessed to stay in the background, and now they put me out front, so I'm doing the best I can with that. But Cheryl Whitehawk, I've done ceremony with Marlon Farley and clients when I was up at Douglas Place in East Grand Forks. I've, Cheryl's named all my sisters, but I worked with Cheryl. I worked with Marlon. I've been involved with the likes of Linda Eagle Speaker. And, there's just a lot of great teachers. Ray Owen, I've sat and done ceremony with Jerry Dearley at Jewel Fairbanks. And I just paid attention. And then I discovered that if I could put out something that was independent of all thought about what treatment is for Native Americans specifically, and then connect culture and ceremony to them, what I can tell you is I went to 14 failed treatments. Mm. And until I paired the 12 steps of Alcoholics Anonymous with Native ceremonies, and Native traditions and walking in that way, I could not stay sober. And my brother has been 35 years sober, and he was a sun dancer for like 20 years. He sun dances out in Rosebud. Mm-hmm. He basically just took me under his wing, and he said, this is how you do a firekeeper. And I did that for years, and this is how you do this, and this is how you do that. And my life changed. I'm still sober, and I came from a guy with 10th grade education, a GD, and my life changed, and mm-hmm. I'm very passionate. It's the only thing I've ever known that I was supposed to do, and I wake up every day grateful that I get an opportunity to help our people, because, and you're right, what you were saying earlier, the thing that strikes me every day is that we're at war with that opiates, with that fentanyl, with the methamphetamines and the alcohol are still taking them out in North Dakota, South Dakota, and here it's the fentanyl. It's just crazy. I mean, August 10th of this year was one of the hardest days I had. My 32-year-old nephew OD'd and died of fentanyl. And so it affects our community, and we're just one step away from that affecting us directly in our community because we're so small.
Wow. It's a good point there. And how you help these people recover is the spiritual, they talk about the spiritual aspect. There's no other aspect to it. And I think our spirituality and our relationship with Mother Earth and Father Sky is so important to give back to, right, Stephen?
That's absolutely true. So every day, you know, we have everything from we smudge, we do talking circles. I've done a pipe ceremony. We've done a couple of wiping ceremonies. I've had a client who brought a ceremony that he was taught that he shared with the rest of the clients. I have clients that have taught drums. I had, if you look up the Navan Wellness website, you will hear the Native clients, they made a song for Navan Wellness Native American program. So, and it's an Ojibwe. And so like that, and I have them teach each other. I have them teach each other beadwork. I have them work together as a community. And they're one big family. And there's just something very powerful about a room full of Natives focused on the same direction. It's very powerful. And every day, you know, I get to see things that I think are a miracle, from grandmas who find their way to deal with their trauma, to young men who had no hope and were suicidal, and now they're in college, to women who have lost their children and have court dates in three different counties, now have their children back. And so I believe in what I say, because I had nothing and I didn't think I deserved more than I had. And I teach with a passion, because I have, my life is the example, and I teach in a Native way where it's all oral. I'm not a big assignment guy. I'm more about, let's have a conversation about that. Let's talk about that. And, you know, clients just seem to be finding their way out. And I have so many connections for them in the community. I never stop. You know, every time you see me at a powwow, I'm leaving with a bag full of stuff. And I'm taping it up everywhere I can. And I'm referring them everywhere I can. So,
wow. It's totally exciting. And I was just jumping on your website, too. You have a big staff. It looks like a nice size staff. And I have a question too. How could somebody like me that's or anybody out there join in or support, or what are not, I don't want to use the word outsiders, but supporters, how can we support you and also join in a good way?
Well, you know, contact us and tell us what you can do for us. You know, tell us the opportunities you have for my clients. And, you know, I get a lot, you know, I have clients in like Mille Lacs, what is it, the WEX program, things like that. So I'm always going out to the community myself, having conversations. I always make sure to reach out my hand and say, hi, listen, we're doing some things over here. And, you know, I know you do those things over there, and I think they're going to help her. The American Indian Family Center, I mean, they're so helpful. And, you know, there's all these tricky things with insurances and stuff like that all the time. I can match a person with what they need. I don't care what it is. I'll find it.
Right.
And I expect the same from my staff. And the other thing is, the housing is safe, and that's a key and component to everything. We will not put people to the street. We will not. It doesn't matter if they're having problems or relapsing, anything like that. I will send them to a higher level of care. If a person goes back to the street, they chose to. But I will send them to a higher level of care. I will make sure they have a bed and a safe place to go to before they leave. And that's really, really important to me, because I think that's the place that all of our treatments, not just Native, but all of them in the state of Minnesota, fail. You're done with treatment, now figure it out, and people just fall through the cracks.
Wow. Hey, let's give out the website again, www.nivonwc.com, and also the phone number, 612-564-8073. That's 612-564-8073. We got a couple more minutes here, and I'm excited, and this is what our community needs, and I think I'm excited to have you on and talk about this, because frankly I didn't know much about this.
We're
Facebook friends and we see each other in the community, but I'm really glad that we have you on, and we've reached out, or you've reached out, and you're spending some time with our community all over Turtle Island here to speak your truth. And you know, I've learned you have to give it away to keep it, and that sounds like what you're doing, Stephen.
Absolutely the best I can. You know, I have a lot of good teachers. You know, I know that I get things 10 times, 10 folds back every time I put it out there. So, and can I just real quick, you know, Navon has a lot of things. A lot of my native clients, some aren't ready to be around a lot of other natives. That's part of the trauma. Mm-hmm. And so I have a women's program, a men's program, and an LBGTQIA program for two spirits, that kind of thing. And so mm-hmm. I want to be able to give that shout out to Navon because it's a wonderful program. We have a noted author in recovery and trauma who runs the LBGTQIA program, you know, and everybody is well-skilled because we're trauma-focused. A lot of people talk about trauma-informed. They talk about trauma-based. We're a trauma-focused treatment that goes right after it. So,
right. In my years in recovery, Stephen, that makes so much sense because I feel like people that have trouble staying sober, there's something eating their lunch and that they're not able to talk about. And there's that maybe one thing or 10 things that are so hard and so trauma filled that they can't talk about it. So to have a venue like you're offering is so, so important.
Absolutely. You know, I want to, you know, hit on the fact that, you know, if people, we have trauma focused therapist. We do EMDR therapy. We do art therapy that goes specifically after trauma that's set up for people, you know, from, you know, sex workers to childhood abuse to neglect to adoptions, all the things that especially affect Native country. And we go right after that. We have conversations about that. We'll put you in a room with a person that's specifically trained for that. And we also have a doctor that prescribes medications. And we'll do medication management with you. We do Suboxone. We accept methadone. So we're wide open to just bring yourself to the show, and we'll see what we can do to help you.
Wow. Thank you so, so much for stopping in. And we really need to talk about this more and have you on again. I think we're just talking about the point of the iceberg there. There's a lot to talk about. Thank you, Stephen. Again, Stephen Montre with Navon Wellness. He's the lead counsel, Native American high-intensity outpatient counselor. We'll be right back after the short break. Please stay with us. Ho.
Hey, Ogama, I've been hearing a lot about this term, climate justice. What is that?
Climate justice is recognizing that the negative impacts of climate change don't affect all people equally. It also means transitioning from a fossil fuel-based economy to a more sustainable future. MN350 is one of the groups that's pushing for this transition to protect our futures. You can even get involved, too.
That's great, especially since I'm concerned about pipeline projects like Line 3. How can I help MN350?
Just find them on Facebook or visit mn350.org.
Hi, this is Kirk Duckwell with the House Geeks and host of the Twin Cities Real Estate Show here on AM 950. Why do our listings sell for 9% more than our competition? Because we not only know how to market houses, we know our local market and how to leverage it. If you're thinking of selling and would like not just a market analysis, but a House Geeks total market overview, then give me a call at 651-303-0019 or find me online at housegeeks.com.
Eat Local Minnesota is a great way to find locally owned Minnesota restaurants and food purveyors. You'll find high quality food and unique eating experiences with dishes from around the world. Just visit eatlocalminnesota.com for your next meal. Come visit the award-winning Hazel's Northeast in Minneapolis for breakfast, lunch, dinner, or weekend brunch. For breakfast, try the slow-cooked brisket hash, hippie cakes, and meat waffle. While for lunch, enjoy favorites like the buttermilk fried chicken sandwich or veggie burger. Hazel's is open Tuesdays through Saturdays, 8 to 8, with a Sunday brunch from 8 to 2. Located off 29th and Johnson in Northeast Minneapolis. More at hazelsne2go.com. If you're craving barbecue, then don't drive too fast or you will miss Scott Jamama's Hot Barbecue, located at 3 West Diamond Lake Road in Minneapolis. Scott Jamama's offers mouth-watering baby back ribs, grilled chicken, and half-pound pulled pork sandwiches. The potato salad, spicy baked beans, and twice-baked potatoes should not be missed. More details at scottjamamas.com.
Hi, this is Representative Sharice Davids from Kansas. I'm Ho-Chunk, and you're listening to Native Roots Radio.
And we're back to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and this is Robert Pilot.
Hey, everybody. This is Ogama Ganuakwe standing in for Robert Pilot. I'm here with Zoe Allen, and I want to let you know this portion of the show is brought to you by Howling for Wolves, protecting wolves for future generations. Thank you for not making me howl on my own, Zoe. It has happened in the past, and it's the saddest thing you'll ever hear is one person howling on the radio by themselves. Tonight, we have a special re-air of a special update that the Lieutenant Governor of Minnesota, Peggy Flanagan of the White Earth Nation, gave us last Friday. So without further ado, we're going to roll her legislative update.
Bonjour, this is Lieutenant Governor Peggy Flanagan, and I'm joining Native Roots Radio with an update from the Walz Flanagan administration. The legislative session has continued to be extraordinarily productive as our partners in the legislature continue to send bills to the governor's desk for his signature, including the Crown Act, which prohibits racial discrimination based on natural hair texture and hairstyles, the 2040 plan to get Minnesota to 100% clean energy by 2040, and the PRO Act, which establishes the fundamental right to reproductive freedom, including the right to an abortion in state law. And I can't tell you how powerful it was to have my daughter by my side as Governor Walz signed the PRO Act, knowing how many folks had come before her who have fought for her right to sovereignty over her own body. We will continue to fight to ensure that we can make our own decisions regarding how and when and if to start a family. And for Native women, for women of color, for the LGBTQ plus community, for Minnesotans who live in rural communities, and also for our neighbors in surrounding states, we want to make sure that people can continue to access abortion care. I heard from my friend Hillary before we signed the bill. She lives in North Dakota, and she talked about how meaningful it is to ensure the Native people from North Dakota can continue to come to Minnesota to get the care that they need. So we're not done fighting until every single place in this country, people can make their own decisions about their bodies. But it was a powerful day, and it was a good day. And we will continue working towards good stuff for all people in Minnesota. Last time, I shared the highlights from our full budget rollout, where we are focused on making Minnesota the best state for kids and families in the country, investing in our climate and economic future, protecting the health and safety of everyone in Minnesota, and creating strong jobs and infrastructure across the state. Throughout our administration, the governor and I are committed to strengthening the government-to-government relationship and building meaningful relationship with tribal communities, urban and rural, and all of whom are impacted by the decisions we make, and that also includes, of course, in our budget. So today I'm going to dive in on some of those budget items focused on those communities. Part of making Minnesota the best place for kids to grow up is investing in world-class education for every child. And it makes a difference when children can see themselves reflected in their classrooms and their curriculum. So we're investing in increasing the base funding for American Indian Education Aid to improve academic outcomes and meet the needs of Native students. We're offering Native language revitalization grants to school districts to offer instruction in Dakota and Ojibwe and other indigenous languages, so that students can stay connected to their identity and to their culture, and creating the Minnesota American Indian Scholars Program to provide tuition support and free pathways for Native students through their undergraduate education. It's really exciting. And we know that housing is the foundation for health, safety, and growth, but for far too many of our relatives who are experiencing homelessness and housing instability. That's why our historic housing budget includes $44 million directly to Minnesota's 11 sovereign nations to address their urgent housing needs, $100 million to preserve and rehabilitate existing housing so that it can remain affordable, $128 million in down payment assistance and closing costs assistance to help more Minnesotans become homeowners, and resources to help connect our relatives experiencing homelessness with shelter and resources, as well as working to prevent homelessness in the first place. And while addiction has touched every part of our state, addiction has touched most families, including mine. The opioid crisis has disproportionately impacted our Native communities. So we are focused on investments to expedite access to behavioral health services and targeted investments to reduce disparities for opioid use disorders. And we're also working to add traditional healing grants into ongoing base funding and grants to recruit and train more Indigenous people and Native people and people of color to become mental health professionals and licensed alcohol and drug counselors. We're also proud to be the first state to create a missing and murdered Indigenous relatives office, but the work didn't stop there. We are now working to add resources to that office to add staff and expand their capacity, as well as creating an advisory board to help direct their work. You know, this is, it's a lot, but this is the budget that I've been working towards my entire career. And it is because of the voices of the community that we are able to do this good work. So stay tuned for the February forecast, where we will get an update on the state surplus and release our revised budget proposal. And then the real work begins. Gichimi Gwech, Pina Gigi, and back to you.
Wow, that was Minnesota State Lieutenant Governor Peggy Flanagan from the White Earth Nation, and she had all the updates. I'm glad we made time to air this twice, because I just think that there's so much that she covered and so much that can be talked about. Zoe, what are you most excited about in that long list of awesome things?
Well, for one, because it was a lot, I think the Crown Act is really important part, piece of legislation that's coming forward. Honestly, everyone should feel safe at work and like they can express themselves and not have to worry about any retaliation or anything coming from their superiors over something as simple as their hair. But a lot of agencies are like at will employers and can, you know, take action against an employee for almost anything. And so I think it's really great that the Lieutenant Governor and Walls are focusing on that and highlighting that, because it is important. But yeah, what about you?
Oh gosh, there's so many things. I know initially when we heard this update, I was really excited about the, you know, making Minnesota one of the best places to raise a family, because I have a family. But I'm also really excited about the PRO Act. And I say that I probably stand with Peggy Flanagan when she said, you know, hearing about that being signed or being there with it being signed with her daughter near her. I mean, that's mm-hmm. exactly how I felt. I have a daughter who's going to be 10 this year. Mm-hmm. And I don't think she really understands the full scope of what's happening, you know, with the PRO Act. But I think she also understands that there's a lot of things that the people that are kind of in control of her life are doing that she may or may not agree with as she gets older. And it's really exciting to see that Minnesota is willing to take those steps to make sure that her rights are protected before she even fully understands her rights. And the other thing that I'm really excited about is that new legislation to help with Indian education in Minnesota. Mm-hmm. That is really sorely needed, especially in the K-5 realm. I know that, you know, education about the history of Native people is usually covered in about the sixth grade social studies, because that's when they learn the history of Minnesota here in the state. Mm-hmm. And, you know, Native history is really easy to work in there. But I think that there needs to be more support for teachers in that K-5 range. I have a fourth grader, and we've dealt with that a little bit this year. So a lot of really good and exciting things coming in from the Lieutenant Governor.
Yeah, that was really exciting here. And that was a really great interview too with Nyvon. I really hope we can have them on again soon, because I want to hear even more about their programming.
Yes, their work sounds amazing. One more time, for those of you who were tuning in who might be in the Twin Cities area, if you need support for homelessness or for drug and alcohol treatment, you can contact Nyvon Wellness at 612-564-8073. You've been listening to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake. This is Ogamaganuakwe here with Zoe Allen. Thank you for tuning in, and make sure to resist, divest, join a group.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
You've got questions about navigating the healthcare system? Kristen Lyerly helps us find answers and discusses other issues at the intersection of healthcare and politics. Hometown Health, Thursday mornings at 7:30 on Up North News Radio.
Hey there, fellow working class heroes. I'm Rick Smith, host of The Rick Smith Show, and we are now on the air in Waukesha, live weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m., right here on WAUK 540 AM, 101 FM, The Shaw. Turn on, tune in, and help us rebuild the American dream. Check out our website at TheRickSmithShow.com. The Rick Smith Show, where working people come to talk. Weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m., right here on WAUK 540 AM, 101 FM,
You are listening to WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, always streaming on the Civic Media app.